pair of shorts.
Solomon's Sonnet.
Laura didn't have to go into work today. Finally, a day off. She lay in her bed and lazily ran her fingertips over herself. Guilt tried to grab at her, but she shoved it away and let a finger linger in her underwear, pushing them to the side and exposing her lips. Her thoughts focused solely on the feeling of her crisp sheets against her skin. She'd slept in just a lacy bra and underwear last night, and her body thanked her for it. She appreciated the wake-up call it gave her, remembering that she wanted to go on a run, but now, not right now, she was turned on. She slinked onto her knees, and one of her breasts plopped from her bra cup, by accident, of course. "Hello," she said, playfully, as she looked down, then sideways, into the full-length mirror beside the bed. Her still-exposed canyon confirmed what she smelled, just a hint of her wetness. Slipping one foot to the floor, she did a half-split and straddled the edge of the mattress, humping lightly so that her smallish breast plopped. With that, she bounced up from the bed, excited with herself, and proudly admired her puddle. May was starting off with a bang. She'd give it a 10. Laura grabbed a top and put on her soccer shorts. She enjoyed the way they lightly swept her inner thighs and how the center seam touched her. If she ran quickly enough, the pressure would rise just right. Laura loved running fast. Dawn, just out of college, was determined to cut the church grass before it got too hot. It was May, and in the South, that meant it would be 90 degrees before noon. Part of him wanted to stay in bed and finish what he started last night. He was determined to fight his porn addiction with what he learned in his men's group. His fuel rod rose in excitement at the thought. He felt convicted that porn was wrong, but he was glad that his body wasn't his enemy. Though he looked forward to finding his missus, he didn't want to get married just for sex. He wanted someone special, someone to pursue God and to make memories and babies with him. As he looked up, he saw Laura, her wonderful smile, in those familiar yellow shorts. Laura waved as she streaked by, measuring her breath with her steps, determined not to slow down. She wanted to work up a good sweat. Inside her shorts, she felt the familiar warmth. Dawn, she recognized him from Sunday services. Boy, he was cute. I'm not lusting to enjoy the view, she thought to herself. Dawn realized he was staring and quickly looked back to the grass. Thankfully, she didn't see his fuel pump waving back. Later, Dawn loaded his lawnmower back into his car. As he sat in the driver's seat, his manhood still pressed against his underwear. He tried to position himself, though, so that he could drive comfortably, but this was going to be a long ride back. Taking a few settling breaths, Dawn realized he should relish the feeling. His rod nestled in between his legs, and he thought about how he could rub down later. The wetness he felt against his thigh wasn't only sweat. When he arrived, Dawn practically ran into his apartment. Thankfully, he lived alone. Taking a towel from the laundry, he laid it on the floor. No lotion to start with this time. He just wanted to get to business before his men's group. He fought guilt and didn't think he was doing the right thing, but he was finally freed. He didn't need porn. He had his hands. Dawn stripped naked and stared at the craters in the ceiling. He took a deep breath and smelled his excitement. His member slowly rose higher as he focused on the sensations, and before long his sack began to draw up. Determined, Dawn focused on his breaths until he began to feel that familiar trickle. Round one. Laura bounded back into her house and slammed the door. She had walked the last quarter of a mile, and the stitching of her shorts had hit her just right. Stretching it against her, Laura looked down at her crotch and imagined how it looked. Then she smiled, relishing the fact that she didn't have to imagine, as she lightly ran her fingers down her legs, grazing her fingertips under the fabric lining. Laura waltzed to her bathroom and grabbed her toothbrush, rubbing her thigh with one hand and stopping under her butt. She remembered she needed to brush. Her hand ran back and forth to her inner thigh, finding it wet with more than just perspiration. Don's edging was going well, and he tried to watch his breath. He could feel the pressure building, but whenever he felt an imminent eruption, he moved his hands away and massaged his bum, then his shaft. He grabbed his lotion and smeared his legs with it slowly, then mixed in his goo, rubbing it on his lower abs. His fuel pump began to slink down as he arched his legs up. Don looked and marveled at the blood vessels protruding from his rod, the liquid running from the dam. He touched himself lightly, struggling now to maintain his breathing. Slowly he pumped up, then down, then focused on the base of his shaft. He cupped it, then let his fingers lightly run up and gather more thick wetness. Slow, then fast. Slow, then fast. The lotion mixed with his ejaculate, and the warmth began puddling in his hand. Pump it. Let it go. Pump it. Pump. Pump. Faster. Faster. Now slow. He marveled at how his breathing changed pace with his hands up and down. He pounded until finally his back arched and his erection spewed. A rush swept over his body and he rolled onto his side, and his member spasmed as he slowly rubbed it back down, catching his breath, landed on the towel this time. He let himself lie back on the floor again as a calm rested over him. As his breath settled, he felt at peace. He wanted to take a nap right there, but he knew he had to get up. Clear-minded, he thought about the girl with the yellow shorts. He pictured her smile and wondered what it would be like for their breath to mix. As he got up, he thanked God that he could focus. He loved the way she praised God fearlessly in church, her brown eyes and her smile. Before, he had been too nervous to speak to her, but now he was calm. He knew just the place to ask her out. Laura slowly eased back in the tub. She rested her hands at her side, no need to rush, as she relaxed and let the sound of her breathing blend with the rushing of the water from the tap. Her butt rested on the cold tub bottom until the warm water rose over her feet, then her legs, around her back and up to her breast. She slid down further to dip her hair in the bath, running her fingers through its strands. Her eyes closed, and she thought about how the Bible said she was fearfully and wonderfully made. Opening her eyes unashamed, her hands hungrily agreed. Sitting up, she luxuriously stroked her legs. They still burned from her run, but as she relaxed, she knew it was worth it. She was worth it. Before long, Laura realized the tub was almost full. Slowly, she arched her leg up and turned off the water with her foot as she caressed her breast. The warm water embraced her and she drew a deep breath. Next time, Laura thought she might use cold water. But for now, she had everything she needed. Laura walked her fingers through the water, past her thighs, and between them. Rubbing her clit, she let her hand grasp the whole region as she scissored her legs around it. Then she started with her fingertips, stroking faster, then slower. Her canyon let her know it was time. She took her toothbrush in hand and slowly slid the handle in and out against her lips, then back and forth. Before long, her nakedness slipped back and forth along the bottom of the tub, the heat building. Her back arched up as the water splashed lightly against her body, her warmth mixing with the water. The toothbrush pumped in and out faster. The sound of the pumping and the bristle head clanking against the tub turned her on. She let it go as she arched her feet against the tub of the wall, using her hand to finish the job. As she massaged her clit, she thought about the pressure from her shorts. Faster, she rubbed until she arched up again, not wanting to stop. Yeah, yeah. Laura breathed with confidence. She rubbed one of her breasts, then pinched her nipple. The warm water rushed around as she pressed her hand against herself. The sound of her hand against her vagina turned her on more. She felt the throbbing growing against her hand. The pressure built more, then more. Her hand matched the throbs till finally she convulsed and felt the sweet release. With a breath, she finally let go and lay back down, relishing herself while she throbbed. Her back and butt slinked back on the tub. Slowly, she ran her hands from her legs up to her breast, enjoying her nakedness and her essence. Her hands floated on either side of her as she relaxed in the water, reveling in God's creation. She loved those shorts.